chapter 5. And last week, there was so many good points about in last week's chapter here. You guys, anybody remember kind of a few things we went over, talked about some good points that last week?
Our hands when he goes in and out before us.
not obtain silver upon silver, but it may be your compared to our son. For as he was given to us to live by the Lord, this is sufficient for our existence. Tobit said to her, My sister, do not be concerned. He shall return in good health, and your eyes will see him. For a good angel will go with him, and his journey shall be prosperous. He will return in good health. So she ceased weeping. So Tobit sent spies out to find a good man to go with him. And how did Tobit assure that he found a good man? Had him to bring him in and get his approval still. So that was good on that. And just God's intervention there that he found the right man, found an angel to go with him. I wonder about that one said who went with him, the boy dog went with him, so I guess we'll find out maybe in a future chapter what happens on this journey is with the boy and the angel and the dog, so I'm looking forward to that. Alright, so next week I want you guys to share a passage or scripture somewhere where an angel helps somebody in the Bible. And the older boys, why don't you guys share about helping somebody this week here? How that blessed you, or what you might do to help a neighbor or a person this week. Share what you did.
We were supposed to tell a verse about honoring our parents, and I got the glory of a man is from the earth. Wisdom of Sirach 3:11. The glory of a man is from the honor of his father, and it is a disgrace for children to dishonor their mother.
I got in Proverbs 23:22, it says, Hear, my son, your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother because she has grown old.
I got Proverbs, verse 15, no, Psalm, Proverbs 15, verse 22. A wise son gladdens a father, but a son without discernment treats his mother with contempt.
Proverbs 20, verse 10. The lamp of him who reviles his father or mother shall put it out, and the pupils of his eyes shall see darkness.
Our assignment was the same as the little boys. And I got Ephesians 6. 2 and 3. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth.
Wisdom of Sirach 3, verses 3 through 5. He who honors his father atones for his sins, and he who honors his mother is like one who stores up treasure. He who honors his father will be gladdened by his own children, and when he prays, he will be heard.
Proverbs 23:22. Hear, my son, your father who has begotten you, and do not despise your mother because she has grown old.
Wisdom of Sirach 3, verses 12 through 16. My son, help your father in his old age and do not grieve him in his life. And if his understanding fails, be considerate. And do not dishonor him in your prime, for kindness to a father will not be forgotten, and it will be credited to you instead of your sins. It will be remembered in the day of your affliction, thus your sins will melt away like frost in warm weather. He who forsakes his father is like a blasphemer, and he who provokes his mother to wrath is cursed by God.
It's a pretty serious thing to honor your parents.
Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and mother, that it may be well with you and your days may be long upon the good land that your Lord God is giving you.
Ephesians 6:1-2. Honor your father and mother for the Lord, for this is right. Children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, maybe you live along on the earth.
Wisdom of Sirach 3:2-4. For the Lord honored the father over the children, and strengthened the judgment of the mother over her sons. He who honors his father atones for his sins, and he who honors his mother is like one who stores up treasure.
I was just thinking about this week how important it was to obey our parents and stuff, and pretty serious thing how it says several times in the Bible that children should obey their parents, and just it's sometimes hard for me to obey my parents. I just want to do things my way, but I just need to think of all those verses.
I just thought about David in the Bible, how all his brothers were, while all his brothers were trying to be king, and God was saying, no, not this one, not this one. David was out in the fields, and I'd say he was probably the only one that was really doing what his father wanted him to do, just the dirty work, and God saw him fit to be king.